I mean, it's one thing to talk about places, but what about people?
Stan, thanks for having me. Look, I think it is going to be really, really important that we engage the private and public sector together to ensure that all of our fellow citizens, our workers, our employees are able to get the vaccine as quickly as possible. It is the only way to really execute opening our economy in a proficient and efficient way.
I'm not sure what it's like. I haven't looked at the Texas numbers this morning, but I know ours are not great. About two-thirds of the doses or more of vaccine that have been sent into California are still in freezers, not in human bodies. And so that says somehow we're not able to move product to where it needs to be when it needs to be there.
Yeah, look, I think there, as I said to the New York Times, there are two groups of entities that really understand how to move people, goods, and services, the U.S. military and the private sector. You know, and in my mind, I think we should be using both. But if we think about the private sector, right, the private sector's expertise is moving goods and services, particularly if you look at the travel sector. You know, you think about Disney World or Disneyland being a vaccine shot. They're in the business of moving people in and out, providing a service. And so we should be tapping into that expertise to really ensure that, again, we can get the vaccine in people's arms. It's the only way we open the economy up and get people back to work.
I mean, I can get a carton of milk from Amazon in a couple of hours. Is it too far-fetched to think that that level of delivery service logistics could be used in this pandemic in the vaccination program?
You know, perhaps for some of our most vulnerable populations. I mean, that is a really terrific idea. You know, tapping into the expertise of our urban enterprises that have, you know, made food and grocery delivery as easy as touching a button on your phone. We should be able to take that same expertise, maybe not that same level of service that requires sophistication to get the vaccine in the arms, but again, tapping it into the intelligence of the private sector, get our logistical firms, get our technology-based firms together around the table with our private sector leaders to ensure, again, we're moving this in a way that is going to get the economy open as quickly as we can.
Why do you think this hasn't happened? We're talking right now on the 15th of January. These vaccines were in development for almost a year. We had approval of them well over a month ago.
Well, I think it all comes back to leadership, right? And who was leading the efforts? You know, this is one of the things I think where lots of folks were very scared that the private sector would get the vaccine, innovate, get the science to get the vaccine, but not really thinking about the distribution. While we were doing the science and expertise around the vaccine, we should have been thinking about a national, massive-scale distribution strategy. This is going to require, you know, I think the new administration, our government, our state government, our local governments to come together with the private sector to really think about how we can do this in a quick way. Again, everyone's talking about wanting to open the economy up. If we want to get the economy back open running, we want to get people back in our local businesses, we want to get our workforce back in our offices, we have the solution. The solution is the vaccine. It's just a matter of getting it into people's arms and getting them vaccinated from this awful virus.
Does it surprise you to see that this has turned out to be the problem? And, you know, for weeks, there was so much conversation from public health experts about their concern that people would be hesitant to get the vaccine. It seems to be just the opposite problem.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we saw the same sort of problem roll out with when we were getting into testing and contact tracing, right? I mean, one would have hoped that we would have learned lessons, best practices from the testing processes that could have been applied to the vaccine. But I'm not overly surprised by this, right? I mean, think about this. We have not had to vaccinate on a massive scale of the amount of people that we will in the United States in any time in the recent history. And so, you know, it's going to be a challenging sort of 90 to 120 days about thinking about how we can, again, align all those resources. You know, can we look back? Should we be looking back after lessons learned to see what we could have do better if this ever happens again? Absolutely. But again, tapping into the private sector has a shared value in getting this vaccine into the arms of our fellow citizens and their workers. And so we should be tapping into their expertise.